哎，然后在主恩典带领底下，一个礼拜又平安的过来。
We thank the Lord that under His grace we're able to gather together again in peace.
当然，在主恩典的底下，能够借着这样方式呢，聚在同面前。
We thank the Lord that under His gracious leading we're able to meet together online.
请我们一起来读段圣经，在约翰福音十四章。
Let's first turn to our passage this morning to Gospel of John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章第一节到第六节。
John 14 verses 1 through 7.
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。
Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you.
我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里，叫你们也在那里。我往哪里去，你们也知道那条路，你们也知道。
If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way I'm going.
罗马对他说：“主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？”
Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way?
耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人可以到父那里去。”
Again, Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
早晨呢，约翰和弟兄姊妹，我们再回到约翰福音里面来看约翰福音里面的一些的信息。
This morning, brothers and sisters, we'll be looking over the message from the book of John, the Gospel of John.
我们知道约翰福音十二章是记载主耶稣最后一次上耶路撒冷过夜。
In John chapter 12, it accounts for Jesus' last trip to Jerusalem for his death.
主耶稣在地上三年半的时间呢，他在犹太人当中说了许多话，做了许多事情。
In his 3.5 years of ministry on earth, he said many things and done many things amongst the Jews.
都是为叫他们能够相信耶稣他是神所差来的，信他是基督，是神的儿子们，又可以因着信他。
He did all of this to testify of his identity as the Son of God, that all those who believe in him will receive life from him.
但是很可惜，最终呢，犹太人还是不信他。所以，当主耶稣讲完，做完那些事以后呢，到最后呢，他说一句话。
But unfortunately, many of the Jews did not believe him. So at the very end, he said this last.These final words.
他说：“趁着有光，信从这光，使你们成为光明之子。”
He says, "While there is light, follow this light, that you may become children of light."
当耶稣说了这句话以后，就圣经告诉我们说，他就离开他们隐藏了。
And the Bible tells us that after he said this, he left them and hid himself.
所以从今以后呢，主就不在犹太人当中公开讲话传道。
So from that point on, he was no longer publicly speaking amongst the Jews.
所以约翰福音十三章以后，十三章到十七章呢，是记载主耶稣在门徒当中说了一段非常长的话。
So in between chapters 13 and 17, it accounts for what Jesus a very long message that Jesus gave.
那十八章以后就。看见主耶稣在那里被捉拿受审判然后受死那最后从死里复活。
And from chapter 18 on, we see how Jesus was condemned and crucified and then resurrected.
那十三章那里告诉我们说呢，一夜之前耶稣他知道自己已经 要离世归父的时候到了。
On chapter 13, we see that Jesus was already aware that it was time for him to leave this earth and return to the Father.
然后在那就记载主耶稣为门徒洗脚这件事情。
And in this chapter, it records Jesus washing the feet of the disciples.
我们可以说主耶稣在地上三年半所做了一些事情呢，都归结在为门徒洗脚这件事情。
We can perhaps say that Jesus' washing of the disciples' feet is a summation of Jesus' 3.5 years of ministry on earth.
并且要给他们做榜样，也告诉他们说你们也当彼此洗脚。
He became an example to them and showed them how they ought to wash each other's feet.
我们知道当时洗脚呢是奴仆所做是一件最卑微的事情。
You know that the washing of feet is usually done by the slaves, and it's a very humbling task.
所以主耶稣洗为门徒洗脚这件事情，也可以说他说明在腓立比书第二章内所讲的一句话。
This washing of feet can be related to what is found in Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章第六节在那告诉我们说，他本有神的形象。
In Philippians chapter 2 verse 6 it says, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped.
反倒虚己取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
Being emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men.
就自己卑微，存心顺服，且死在十字架上。
Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
腓立比书这一段的话，可以做主耶稣在地上整个生活经历的一个说明。
This is a very good explanation, a summary of Jesus' purpose, Jesus' ministry on earth.
现在借耶稣给门徒洗脚这件事情，就把这件事情把它表明出来。
And this, what's found in Philippians, this summary is expressed, practically through Jesus' washing of the disciples' feet.
So, 当耶稣在十字架受死流血，他的血就洗净人一切的罪。
When Jesus was crucified on the cross, his blood came out and, washed away all the sins of the disciples of man.
相信主耶稣基督的人，他们就得了洁净。
All those who believe in him will receive will be cleansed.
这就是主耶稣在这里所说，洗过澡的人，他们是洁净的人。
Here, Jesus says those who have washed, are clean.
但是我们知道，当我们信主以后，我们仍然生活在这个世界上，仍然行走在这个地上。
But we know that while we're on this earth, we're still walking on this earth.
当我们行走在这个地上的时候，我们难免会沾染到这个世界许多不洁、许多污秽的东西。
So it's inevitable that we come in contact with some unclean things.
以至于让我们觉得好像身上有点不干净，觉得好像不太舒服。
And that's why we often feel like there's something unclean about us, something that is really unnerving.
对，每次当我们在外面工作或是在忙一些事情的时候呢，好像我们跟主之间的关系好像有点觉得总是不是那么亲近，有一些间隔。
When we're going about our day, usually we sometimes often feel that there's a obstruction between God and ourselves.
就像邻里里面好像有点灰尘沾染在那里，让我们觉得不太舒服，不太舒畅。
As if there was a layer of dust on our soul that makes us feel unclean.
也不能在那享受主里面的平安和喜乐。
And we lose that peace that we once enjoyed with God.
但是每当我们重新回到主面前的时候，
But if we repent and return before the Lord,
我们在那里稍微点安静默想，
If we quiet our hearts and meditate,
或是说我们在那边有点祷告，在那边读点主的话，
If we pray and then read His Word,
我们在那好像觉得灵里面就得到一点更新，灵里面又得到一种舒畅起来。
We receive tides of refreshing from it.
我们就好像又觉得与主又 很亲近，好像里面的灵得到一点滋润。
Now it seems that if the dryness that we once felt is now been irrigated, we feel closer to the Lord.
原来我们在那里经历到主给我们洗脚。
And that, right then and there, we experience the Lord washing our feet.
当主在那里给我们洗脚的时候，好像我们整个人就觉得干净。
So when the Lord washes our feet, our entire body feels clean.
因为主在那里常常借着他的话语，或者借着圣灵的更新在里面来。
The Lord is cleansing us by the power of His Word and through the Holy Spirit. So that all our entire body feels clean. He says, not only should you wash feet, but wash each other's feet.
这个就是说到教会生活，弟兄姊妹彼此的来往交通。
This speaks of the fellowship and interactions between brothers and sisters in the church.
都为了要彼此能够洗脚。
We must wash each other's feet.
所以有时候我们也许邻里有点软弱，或是说遇到一些事情影响我们邻里的那个光景的时候呢。
Sometimes our spiritual condition is weak.
我们弟兄姊妹一点交通，用着他们一点的安慰、一种劝勉、一点的鼓励的话。
We receive words of encouragement from brothers and sisters.
好像我们里面又得到一个扶持，信心又得到一点坚定。
And our faith is once again strengthened. We feel like we're being supported.
好像就有不离主的自己的生命。
And we feel that we are no longer divorced from the life of Christ,
but
the Lord.
弟兄姊妹之间的那彼此洗脚所带来的果效。
This is the result of.Brothers and sisters washing each other's feet.
约翰福音到十三章末了时候呢，主耶稣在对门徒说。
In the last part of chapter 13 in John, Jesus says.
他说我还有不多的时候与你们同在，后来你们要找我，但我所去的地方你们不能到。
He says, I have only a little time with you. Where I will go, you will not be able to find me.
那彼得就问耶稣说，你往哪里去呢？
So Peter asked, where are you going that we cannot follow?
我所去的地方，你现在不能跟我去，后来却要跟我去。
Jesus replied to Peter, where I go, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow later.
但是彼得在那对主耶稣说，我愿意为你舍命。
Peter said, I'm willing to lay down my life for you.
主耶稣说，你愿意为我舍命吗？我实在的告诉你，你鸡叫以先呢。
Jesus answered, Will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, a rooster will not crow until you deny me three times.
然后十四章主耶稣就继续说，你们心里不要忧愁。
And so chapter 14, Jesus says, Do not let your heart be troubled.
你们信神也当信我。
Believe in God, believe also in me.
他说我去是要原是为你们预备地方，让我若去。为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到
那。If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
我在那里，叫你们也在那里。
Where I am, there you will be also.
我往哪里去，你们知道那条路，你们也。
You know the way where I'm going.
当主耶稣讲这样话的时候呢？门徒多马就对主说：“主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？”
But at this moment, Thomas, one of his disciples, said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way?"
那主耶稣在这里就讲到一句圣经中一句非常重要的一句话，也是一个非常伟大的一个宣告。
The Lord made this very significant declaration using a passage from the Bible.Replied to Thomas.
耶稣在那说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
这一句话可以说包含在约翰福音里面其他六次主耶稣说我是的那个意义和内容都在这句话里面。
All of the statements where Jesus said, I am, in the book of John can be summed up in this verse.
当主耶稣每一次讲到我是的时候
Every time the Lord uttered the words I am
都是要表明 这位说我是的这耶稣他是谁，他的所事是什么。
This I am statement was made by Jesus to testify of who he really was.
他要带给我们什么。
And what he is bringing, what he brings to us.
而这一句我就是道路真理生命呢，也可以说包含其他所说的我是的一些整个的意义都在这里。
I am the way, the truth, and the life encompasses all of the previous I am statements Jesus had said.
我记得我在谈聚会的那个地方。
I remember the place where we where I used to meet, used to gather.
外面的墙壁上就有这句话。
The outer walls had this verse on the walls.
耶稣说我就是道路真理生命。
Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life.
但有些地方的聚会他们外面会写说神爱世。
And on some other church buildings, on the outside, they'll have the words, God to love the world.
我想那是非常非常宝贵的一句话。
Of course, that's also a very precious word.
但是在一些聚会一些礼拜堂外面从来好像没有人在那写说我是生命的粮，我是世界的光。
But I haven't seen any church buildings where they displayed words such as, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world.
或是说我是好牧人。
Nor have I seen signs saying, I am the good shepherd.
但只有人在那个外面写上说，我，耶稣说我就是道路真理生命。
I have seen this verse, I am the way and the truth and the life, written outside of the church.
这句话已经把其他主耶稣所说那些的内容意义都在这个句话，在这一句话里面已经都包括了。
Because it sums up all the content, all the meaning of Jesus' words.
所以当主耶稣在说我是道路、真理、生命的时候
，So when Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life,"
是在那里对人的一个宣告。
He is declaring this to the people.
也是对人的一个启示，他是谁。
And is it he's revealing to the people who he is.
我想今天地上的人最需要就是要认识这句话，主要显明出来意义是什么。
I think that people today on this earth, this needs to know this verse more than ever.
我想每个信主人更是需要认识这句话所代表所含的意义是什么。
This is even more so for believers. They need to understand the meaning, the gravitas of these words.
当我们认识这一句话所包含的意义的时候，我们才知道如何过地上属灵生活。
Only when we come to a true understanding of the verse of this verse can we know how to walk on this earth.
当主耶稣在这里说我是道路、真理、生命的时候
，So when Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life,"
这个次序也有它一些属灵的原则、属灵的一些原则在那里。
The order in which he lists these three components also has meaning.
为什么主耶稣不是先讲说我是真理、生命，然后道路呢？
Why doesn't the Lord just reverse the order and say, I am the truth and the life and the way?
也没有先讲说我是生命、真理，然后再道路。
He didn't say, I am the life and the truth and the way either.
主耶稣乃是先讲我是道路，然后再讲 是真理、是生命。
The Lord purposely first mentions the way first, followed by the truth, followed by the life.
我们早晨来和弟兄姊妹愿意同来思想这一句话所表明的，所要带给我们是什么。
So brothers and sisters, let us meditate and think upon what the meaning of these words.
主耶稣头一句话说我是道路。
The Lord first mentions, I am the way.
我想道路就是讲到一个方向，讲到一个目标。
I think I am the way speaks to a path, a direction.
道路就把我们带到一个地方，道路就把我们带到一个目标那。
What the way leads is a path that leads us to a place, to a destination.
我们看见圣经创世纪开始的时候就让我们看见有一条道路在那。
We see in Genesis chapter 1 that there was a path, there was a way, there.
在创世纪第三章末了那里说有一条道路，它称为是生命的道路。
Genesis chapter 3, there was a path of life.
因为这一条道路是把我们引到生命树的那里。
And this path leads us to the tree of life.
因为这个生命树就是指的神自己，就是指的主自己。
The tree of life, is God and is God Himself, God's life.
这棵树是给人生命的。
This tree would have bestowed life to man.
但是我们看见当始祖亚当犯罪以后。
But we see as our ancestor Adam, when he sinned.
由地火和湿润转动花火焰的剑呢，在把守着这个生命树的道路。
A cherubim with a flaming sword was placed on the path, blocking the path to the tree of life.
人再不能到这个生命树神的那里。
And man could no longer go on this path to the tree of life to where God is.
也找不到那一条路在哪里。
And they could no longer find this path again.
结果人就在那里走自己的路。
So, the result, man walks his own path.
所以以赛亚书五十三章先知以赛亚这样说。
In Isaiah chapter 53, he says this.
讲到我们这些犯罪的罪人呢。
He talks about we sinners.
如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
We're like sheep who have gone astray.
这种看见天地上的人都走迷了，失去了方向。
So we see all the people of this earth have lost their way, have gone astray.
每一个人都到自己的想法、看法，在走自己的路。
Each of us has turned to his own way.
每一个人都有自己的方向，都有自己的目标在那追求。
Everybody is pursuing after their own objectives, their own path.
结果这一条路就把人带到死亡了。
But this path leads us to death.
原来这一条是被称为死亡的之路。
So our own path is called the path of death.
所以箴言书在那里也有句话说，有一条路人以为正，至终成为死亡之路。
In Proverbs it tells us of a path that people think to be the righteous path, but it leads to death.
现在主耶稣来了。
Now Jesus has come.
他在宣告说，我就是道路。
Jesus says, I am the way.
若不借着我，没有人可以到父那里去。
From apart from him, none of us can come to the Father.
若不借着我，没有人可以到神那里去。
Unless it's through me, Jesus says, none can come to the Father.
我们也知道今天在地上好像也有许多人他们在寻找神。
We see many people on this earth today seeking out God.
有许多宗教信仰好像也都是在寻找神。
There are many religions, that are centered aroundare trying to find God.
所以人认为说宗教都是好的。
So, that is why all people say that all religions are good.
他们主要目的都是要劝人为善。
Because the ultimate goal of religion is to make people good.
所以有句话说，条条道路通罗马。
So there's a saying that all roads lead to Rome.
不错，今天我们要到罗马，我们可以坐飞机，我们可以坐船，我们可以开车。
Practically speaking, there's many ways to get to Rome. We can drive, we could take a plane, or we can go by sea.
用各种方式人都可以到罗马这个地方。
There are all sorts of ways for us to reach the proverbial Rome.
但是唯独到神那里去，只有借着主耶稣这一条道路。
But the only way to God himself is through Jesus himself. Jesus
is the way. 没有第二条道路。
There is no other way.
所以初期教会使徒们在传福音的时候
，So when the brothers and sisters were evangelizing in the early days of the church，
但说除他以外别无拯救，因为天下人间没有赐下别的名叫人靠得得救。
They proclaim that there is salvation in no one else. There is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved.
唯靠主耶稣基督才能够得救。
Only through Jesus Christ.Can there be salvation?
还能够来到神那里。
Only through Jesus Christ can we come before God.
所以希伯来书第十章那里也告诉我们说。
So in Hebrews chapter 10, it also tells us this.
借着他为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
That through Jesus, he has opened us a new living way.
借着耶稣从幔子经过，我们就可以坦然进到至圣所，来到神那里。
He inaugurated us through this new living way through the veil that's his flesh. Now we can come boldly before the Father.
这是一条新的道路。
This is a new way.
因为从来没有过的一个道路。
This is an unprecedented, unheard of way.
在旧约里面，这个道路是隐藏的。
In the Old Testament, this way, this path was hidden.
直到有一天主来到地上的时候，他才指出那一条路就是他自己。
It was not until Jesus came to earth that he pointed out this path, this way.
这不仅是一个新的道路，这也是一个活的道路。
It is not only a new way, but it's also a living way.
这是一个生命的道路。
This is a way of life.
因为在他之外，所有路都是一个死亡的路。
Because all other paths lead to death.
所有的道路都不能来到神面前，都把我们引到死亡里面。
All other paths apart from Jesus lead us to death and not to God.
我们看见今天许多宗教，也许人看的是好的，但是宗教都是死的。
We see that many religions, perhaps many religions, people say are good, but in actuality, they all lead to death.
连当时犹太教也是死。
Judaism also leads to death.
所以当主来到他们当中的时候，他们不相信他，拒绝他。
So when Jesus came before them, they rejected him.
他们想靠律法被神称义，他们想靠律法来到神面前。
They wanted to be justified by their works, by the law.
因为宗教都是要靠自己的行为。
Because religion calls us to rely on our own acts, our own works.
都要靠那些宗教礼仪形式，那些都是一个死的东西。
But all those rituals, all those things of religion, they're dead.
所以耶稣福音呢，特别要显明这个犹太教的一个光景。
So Jesus came to the Jews to reveal this very truth to them.
因为当时犹太教就成为抵挡耶稣最大的一个势力。
So this was one of the biggest challenges that Jesus faced when he came, when he was ministering.
抵挡神的一个势力。
It's a power that went against, opposed Jesus.
我们看使徒保罗信主之前，他就是这样的光景。
We see this challenge, same challenge faced by the Apostle Paul.
他在犹太教里面。
He was also deep in Judaism.
他在反对信耶稣的人。
In the beginning, he opposed, persecuted the believers.
有一天，主向他显现，他遇见了主。
And then one day, Jesus revealed himself to Paul.
他认识了主耶稣基督。
And he came to know the Lord Jesus.
他就走在这一条又新又活的道路。
And since that, from then on, Paul was set on this new and living way.
他在那侍奉永生神。
And he was there serving the eternal God.
所以当使徒保罗蒙恩得救以后，他开始走一条人生，他的人生有一个新的方向，有个新的目标要追求要走。
So after Saul became after Paul saw Jesus, he set on a new living way.
所以我们看见当一个人信耶稣以后
，So we see after someone comes to believe in the Lord.
人认识了主，得到主耶稣基督以后。
Once they come to know the Lord and receive Him,
人才有一个真正人生的方向和目标。
Only then can we truly have a sense of direction in our lives.
人才知道人生的方向目标是在哪里。
Only then can we truly know where the true direction, the true destination of our lives.
信主的人也有他们自己人生的方向和目标。
Today, many all non-believers have their own destination, their own objective.
那些人生的方向目标。在人看，有些的确好像是非常崇高、非常有理想的、非常好的一个目标。
But we also see that many of these aspirations of non-believers are very, very high aspirations. They seem good.
这些人也是常常叫人佩服，也受人尊敬。
But usually, what they're seeking after is respect from other people.
但是我们知道，最终还是虚空的虚空。
We know that at the end of this path is emptiness.
也不能得到什么。
In the end, they receive nothing.
被中所得着不过就是死。
In other words, the only thing they receive for all their work is death.
因为人所谓的方向目标，那不过是暂时的，不能存到永远。
Because the ways of man are transient and cannot be taken into eternity.
所以使徒约翰在他书信里面也告诉我们。
So Apostle Paul tells us in his letters.
凡世界上的事，像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲，都不是从父神来。
All the things of the world, the pride of of life and the bloodlust of the eyes and the pride of life are not from the Father.
乃从世界而来的。
But rather, they're from the world.
这世界上的事和其上的事情，世界和其上的事情都要过去，唯独遵行神旨的要永远长存。
Only those who hold on to the will of God, follow the will of God, will last forever. All these other things from the world will pass away.
我们每个人信主以后，我们才知道什么叫是人生的方向，人生的道路目标是什么。
Only when we come to believe in God can we know the true meaning, the true direction of life.
可能我们工作没有改变，照样需要殷勤工作，苦口养家。
Of course, we still have to work, to raise our family.
但是我们知道这些东西都不再是我们追求的目标。
But we know that this is not our ultimate objective.
我们所要追求的是更多认识基督，更多得着基督，成为我们的基督。
What we're pursuing is Jesus Himself, for Him to become our Lord, to have more. We're no longer living for ourselves, but for our Lord Jesus. We live for His will, to execute His will. We want to walk His path, His way. There's a hymn, and one of the lyrics say, the Lord's way is the righteous way, and is a good way. So brothers and sisters, we're all walking on this earth today. We are trying to live our lives. How are we living our lives? What path, what way are we walking? In the English translation, they bring up the word, bring up the concept of walking.
Walk, 中文然后翻作生活行事为人。
In the Chinese version, this walk, is translated to how to live your life.
所以走路就是讲到一个人生活方式，生活内容是怎样的方式。
So walking is a metaphor for how we are living our lives, the condition that we are. While we're living on this earth.
So 一个人走不一样的道路呢，就把我们带到不同的地方去。
So depending on the path, or how you walk, your destination will differ.
也带出不同的结果。
And the results of your walking, of your walk, will be different as well.
我们知道旧约里面有一卷书《路德记》。
We know that in the Old Testament there's a book, Ruth.
路德记就是记载一个摩押女子路德。
Ruth is a book that accounts of the story of a Moabitess.
她蒙恩的一个经历。
Her story is one of grace.
摩押乃是神所做主的一个族类。摩押乃是神所做主的一个族类。
A Moabites were, was a tribe cursed by God.
And
the Moabites were cursed of that they were never able to come to the presence of God. In other words, they were completely divorced from God. But we see in the book of Ruth how she, a Moabite woman, chose to go back to her mother-in-law's, Naomi's homeland. She and her, and Naomi's other daughter-in-law walked different paths. Unlike Ruth, the other daughter-in-law chose to return to her own homeland to worship the gods of her country.
但是路德他坚定不移的拣选跟随纳俄米回到犹大地区。
Ruth was, Ruth decided that she was going to return back to, with Naomi to her homeland.
他走这条道路，他最终的结局是完全不一样的。
So we can see the two results, the results of these two different paths are very different.
他不仅成为一个蒙恩的人，得到神的祝福。
Ruth received grace from God and was blessed.
她最终与波阿斯结合，成为夫妇。
She became the wife of Boaz.
成为大卫的曾子孙。
And became one of the ancestors of King David.
进到基督家谱的里面。
And also she was adopted into the genealogy of Christ.
所以我们看见路德他所走是一条不同的道路。
We see that Ruth chose a different path.
他走这条道路，最终把他带到一个非常荣耀、一个非常蒙祝福的一个地位、一个情形里面。
This path led her to a place of glory and blessing.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天在地上也是一样。
Brothers and sisters, we are the same as Ruth on this earth.
我们走怎样道路，我们过怎样生活，最终就把我们带到一些不同的光景里面。
How we walk, how we live our lives will take us to our respective destinations. As believers, as Christians, we must pay attention to how we walk. In Revelations, we will see another path in the holy city of Jerusalem. In other words, this path, in the Revelations appears to us again. There's only one path to this holy city of Jerusalem. There's no other path that leads to the city. Because there's only one path that leads to the city of Jerusalem. And this path, this one and only path, is Jesus Christ Himself.
And
it's a path leading into the inheritance of the Lord. So this path ultimately leads us to this glory, the city of glory. This path, Jesus Christ, leads us into glory. This is our ultimate destination. This is the ultimate result of the decision to accept and believe in Jesus.
我们诗本里面那个387首这一首和说恩教士所写的诗歌。
We have a hymn in hymn 387.
那题目是他们跟从羔羊。
And the hymn is these are they which follow the Lamb.
里面有一句话，有一节说。
There's one verse, one lyric.
他说。
This hymn.
脚需要与他同走，如果手要接赏赐。
Because we must keep in step with him if we are to receive his gifts.
人如果愿意，人若是想要接将来神的赏赐的话，我们脚必须和主同样走道路。
If we are to receive his gifts, his blessing, then we must walk with God.
走他走的道路。
Walk the path that he treads.
这是羔羊的道路。
The path of the Lamb.
羔羊的道路就是一个十字架的道路。
This path is also known as the path of the cross.
所以那些跟随羔羊走的人，无论羔羊往哪里去，他们都跟随的。
Wherever the Lamb goes, we follow.
他们和许多圣徒一同站在锡安山上唱诗歌。
And we will be with the multitude of saints on Mount Zion singing praises.
为什么他们能够和羔羊一同站在锡安山？
Why are these saints able to stand on the mountain with the Lamb? 锡安山
是讲到基督作王掌权的地方。
This mountain of Zion is where Jesus is enthroned as king.
因为他们在地上的时候，他们的脚是和主同走一条道路。
The path of these saints are the same path that Jesus has walked.
最终他能够与主一同坐在荣耀宝座上，在接受所在接受神的赏赐。
And in the end, they're able to sit on thrones of glory and receive gifts from God.
所以，我们信主以后，我们在地上只有一条道路要走。
So brothers and sisters, on this earth, there's only one path we can take.
我们是一个方向目标的追求。
This is only one direction, only one goal we must pursue.
所以使徒保罗在腓立比书那里 也这样说。
And Philippians also says this as well.
他说保罗说我只有一件事情，我是忘记背后努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
Paul says, I press on toward the goal for the prize of forgetting what lies ahead and reaching forward, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead.
要得神在基督里面招我来得奖赏。
I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
不是死无障碍人，他知道他只有一件事，他只有一条道路要来奔跑，要来追求。
Paul was very clear that there was only one thing, one path that he needed to run.
他要障碍满足神的心。
He wanted to fulfill, to please God's,
please God. 神呼召我们就是要得他的奖赏。
Well, God calls us, so we may receive his prize.
只有我们走在这条道上，最终才能得到神的奖赏。
Only when we can walk this path can we receive this prize of the upward call of God.
只有走在这条道上，这条道最终就把我们带到荣耀里面。
This path ultimately will lead us into glory.
然后底下主就说我是
And the Lord then said, I am the truth.
主耶稣在约翰福音第十八章那里他说我到世间来特为真理做见证。
The Lord said in John 18 that he came to the earth to testify of the truth.
比拉多就问说真理是什么
And then he's asked, What is truth? Pilate.
主耶稣曾经在那里说，约翰为真理做过见证。
It also said that John testified of the truth as well.
所以我们看见约翰福音开头说，我们看见约翰在那里怎样为真理做见证呢
？So at the onset of the gospel, how did John bear testimony for?
当他看见耶稣的时候，他喊着说：“看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。”
He proclaimed, "Look, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
原来这个见证为真理做见证，原来这个真理就是指主自己说的。
The testimony of truth is exactly what Jesus said himself.
所以主就是那个真理。
So Jesus himself is the truth.
我们也知道神的话是真理。
We also know that God's word is truth.
但是主在这里说我就是真理。
Here Jesus says, I am the truth.
我是真理的本身。
I am the truth itself.
就是因为主他是真理。
You know that, the Lord is truth.
还有许多真理的话。
That is, and he is the truth, therefore he speaks truth.
因为所有真理的话都是从这个真理的本身主自己身上出来的。
And all these words of truth,flow from himself.
所有神真理的话都是要解释这位真理的本身主耶稣基督他是谁。
All these words, the truth testify of who he really is.
所有真理的话都是指的主耶稣基督来说的。
All the words of truth come from Jesus Christ our Lord. Because he is the truth.
所以当一个人认识了真理的本身主耶稣基督
So Jesus himself knew of the truth, which is himself.
人才要真正明白神真理的话。
Only if we come to realize this can we truly understand the truth
behind God. 当人遇见这个真理的本身基督的时候，神真理的话在人里面就明亮起来。
Once we come into contact with the truth of Jesus Christ himself, then our hearts are enlightened.
属灵的一个原则是属灵的一个次序。
This is a spiritual truth, a spiritual, order.
我们看使徒保罗他的经历也是这样子。
We see that Paul had this, Apostle Paul had the same experience.
他原来在犹太教里面他是一个法利赛。
He used to be a Pharisee amongst the Jews.
他熟悉律法所说的话。
He held on to the law.
他不明白律法里面所说的话的真正的意义是什么。
He held on to the law so tightly, but had no idea what the law was truly saying.
反而在逼迫那些信奉耶稣的人。
And he persecuted all those who believed in the Lord.
有一天，主向他显现，他遇见了主，他得救了。
But one day the Lord revealed himself to him and he saved. He came to know that the Lord Jesus was the Son of God sent by God the Father. He came into contact with the source of truth. He came into contact with the Christ that was proclaimed in the law. And instead, he understood, he was enlightened about the truth behind God's word and his law. In reality, he came to realize that all the things in the law were pointing to Jesus Christ himself. Brothers and sisters, oftentimes we read the Bible and we do not understand. We often are debating on how to interpret or how to understand a word. But by doing this, the more we read, the more confused we become. Brothers and sisters, the Lord says, my words are truth and life to you. Brothers and sisters, when we read God's word, we should be receiving
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, 可以了吗?
可以了.
Okay.
Why is it often...
读圣经,好像越读越没有味道呢?
Why is it often the case, the more we read, the drier God's word becomes?
主在说他的话,他所说话是灵,是生命。
Brothers and sisters, God says, Jesus' word is spirit and life.
那为什么我们读起主的话,好像没有这样很深的感觉,也不明白主的话呢?
Well, why is it that when we read God's word, we don't feel this, and we don't understand his word?
因为我们没有碰到那个话背后那位主,那位真理的主。
Because we have not truly encountered the Lord that is behind these words.
所以当主耶稣也曾经对犹太人说,你们查考圣经,以为内中有永生。
And Jesus once said to the Jews, as you search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. It is these that testify about me. Knew that the scriptures are testifying Jesus. They knew that the scriptures testified about the Christ, the Messiah, and they knew that the scriptures gave them eternal life. They researched the scriptures because they themselves want eternal life. But the Pharisees, the Jews, could not receive eternal life. Because the Lord said one more thing after this. Because you're unwilling to come to me so you may have life. Because what the thing that gives life is not these scriptures. What the origin of eternal life is not these words on the page. Yes, these scriptures testify of the Christ. The scriptures calls us, brings us to eternal life. But the one who gives eternal life is the Lord himself. Only Jesus Christ can give us eternal life. Because he is eternal life.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们想要明白真理的话的时候
，The brothers and sisters, when we want to understand the words of truth,
我们要先知道路在哪里。
You must first know where the path is, where the way is.
这个就是为什么主耶稣在这里，他是先讲我是道路，然后才讲是真理。
This is why the Lord first mentions that He is the way and then the truth.
只有人走在这个真的这条道路上，他才能够明白真理。
Only someone who is already on the way on this path can come to know the truth.
路也可以说一种方法。
Way can also speak to a manner or a method.
你要知道怎么方法才能够得到真理，认识真理。
You must know what way, what manner, what method you must use to receive eternal life.
若是走错道路，就不能够来到真理这里。
If you go about the wrong way, if you choose the wrong path, you will not receive this eternal life.
就不能明白真理。
You won't, and then consequently, you won't understand the truth.
我们看今天在地上有许多异端邪说。
There are many heresies in today's world.
因为他们是走在一个错误的道路上。
These heresies come from walking on the wrong path.
结果这条道错误道就把他们带到错误里面。
So these false principles, these heresies, bring them to a false destination.
结果就非常。
And the result is very, very sad, very tragic.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在地上走路是会走道路是非常重要的。
So brothers and sisters, the path that we walk on this earth is very important.
会影响到我们整个属灵生活的一个情形。
Because it will influence our entire spiritual walk, our condition.
只有知道道路在哪里，才能够把我们带到真理里面。
Only when we know where the path is, can we walk that path.At least to eternal life. At least the truth.
犹太说：“你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得自由。”
Jesus said, "You must come, must know the truth, for the truth will set you free."
犹太就回主耶稣话说：“我们是亚伯拉罕子民，从来没有做过谁的奴隶。”
The answer, Jesus, we are Abraham's descendants and have never yet been a slave to anyone.
都是罪的奴仆。
How you say that you will become free?
所以人要寻找真理，要明白真理。
All those who commit sin is the slave of sin. So if you want to find freedom, you must seek out truth. We must first humble ourselves before the Lord. First. To receive liberty, freedom, we must come first before the Lord.
后面主耶稣就说，天父的儿子若叫你自由，就真自由。
So Lord Jesus said, the Son makes you free and you will be free indeed.
前面他说你们晓得真理，真理必叫你们得自由。
He says that the truth will make you free.
因为这个真理就是神的儿子自己。
And this truth is Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
当我们信了主耶稣基督，信了神的儿子，我们得了自由。
When we receive and believe in the Son of God, we receive freedom.
当我们继续往前追求的时候，我们就更能明白真理的话。
And if we pursue onward on this way, on this path, we'll come to a better understanding of God's word.
我们就能更多有自由，属于自由生活。
And from this understanding God's word, the truth, we will receive more freedom.
我们就不容易受到许多环境事物的影响。
We'll no longer be affected by the things of this world around us.
我们就能过一个属于自由生活。
We can live a life that is free.
然后最后主耶稣说，我就是生命。
And lastly, the Lord says, I am the life.
一方面在那里我们看见认识基督是真理。
We see that knowing Jesus is the truth.
明白神真理的话。
Understanding the true word of God.
就把我们带到生命的主那里得到生命。
Take us to the Lord of life and into life itself.
一切工作都是为叫我们得生命并且得了更丰盛。
All we're working towards is to, so that we may receive life.
Overcome.
So our goal for reading the word of life, of truth, is to receive life.
So we 也曾经说到，《约翰福音》这本书是一本生命的书。
Some say that the Gospel of John is a gospel of life, a book of life.
是一本讲生命问题的书。
It's a book. It's a letter that talks. It's a book that talks about the issue. The question of life. So in John chapter 1, right from the get-go, it talks about life.
And
he says life was in him. And the account with Nicodemus, it tells him how to receive life. In chapter 4, Jesus talked about to the Samaritan woman, the water of life, living water. And in the account where Jesus healed the lame, he gave them life to walk. In chapter 6, Jesus said, I am the bread of life, as he fed the
5,000.
And later, Jesus says, his life will bring out bring out living waters.
第八章讲到那个主赦免那个犯淫乱罪的妇人的时候，就讲到赐生命的光。
And the Lord gave the light of life to the adulterous woman.
因为他世界光，若是跟从这个世界光，就不在黑暗里走，就能得到生命的光。
Because all those who walk in the light of the Lord will receive life.
第九章那生来瞎眼得医治也是让看见里面的光亮，生命的光他可以看，可以重新可以看见。
When Jesus healed the blind man, he gave light to his eyes. He gave light of life to him.
第十章他说人子来羊来，哎，他来就是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
And Jesus said he came to earth to give life and to give life abundantly.
第十一章拉撒从死里复活。
In chapter 11, it talks about the resurrection of Lazarus and to testify that Jesus is life and resurrection. Jesus says, and unless the seed falls into the ground, it does not die, it will not bear fruit. And Jesus lastly says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
And
chapter 15, through the parable of the vine dresser, it also portrays life.
到20章末了总结，就是告诉我们原来。
In chapter 20, it sums it all up that those who come to believe in the Lord will receive eternal life.
So, we see
from the beginning, very beginning to the very end of John, it talks continuously about life.
神就是借着主把生命赐给我们。
And the Lord gives us life.
So we see that when we come to the New Testament, we see that God's work is the problem of life.
So we see that God's work while he was on earth was pertained to life. In one chapter, it talks about building up of the body. In Ephesians, it talks about building up of the body of Christ, life. He gave some as apostles and some as prophets and some as evangelists and some as pastors and teachers. It's all for the equipping of the saints for the work of service. The building up of the body of Christ.
直到众人在正道上 而以诺认识神的儿子得以长大成人，满有基督长成身量。
And so we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, the mature man to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
教会建造，身体的建造，满有基督长成身量，这都是讲到生命的问题。
The building up of the body of Christ to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ is all talks about life.
我们看见教会服事神的工作目的就是要让我们生命能够被建造起来，教会生命能够长大成熟。
The works of the church, working and walking in the church, is all to lead us to the building up of his body, of the life, of Christ's life. This is the work that the Lord desires to accomplish. Only life can satisfy God's heart. Because he himself is life.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们在主的追求这样各种服事里面，我们要看见，我们说目的还不是一些事情的做好成功而已。
Brothers and sisters, when we're walking spiritually, it's not just about accomplishing tasks.
而是借着许多服事、许多工作，让这个人生命，叫整个教会生命都能够长大成熟。
But through all our service and all our walking and working, that our the church may be edified.
把主耶稣基督丰盛生命把它彰显出来。
That the abundant life of Lord Jesus Christ can be expressed, manifested. And the church will become the testimony of Jesus Christ on earth. Because only life can last into eternity. The outward works, the external works will one day pass away. So it is through these external works that the Lord uses to build up and edify of the church. So that we may be attained to the eternal purpose of God. So if we come to a true understanding of Jesus being the way, the truth, and the life, we will then know how to live before him.
借着我们走在主耶稣这一条道路上
And we will know how to walk this path of Christ.
行走在他的心里面
How to walk in his heart.
我们就慢慢更多明白神的话神的真理
Then we will be able to come to a deep understanding of his heart as well and his truth.
这些真理就把我们带到生命主那里从主得到生命的供应
And this truth takes us into Jesus Christ himself. We will receiveand that our life will receive more and mature. We will be edified on earth. And that's when that happens, it's when the Lord will return. This is the objective, this is our goal that we must be pursuing today. And the Lord be gracious to us. May these words be encouragement to each of us this morning. We are on this path, that pleases the Lord. And this path of will lead us into the eternal glory of God. Thank you. Thank the Lord. And my sharing will end here for today.Thank the Lord for the message we heard this morning.
谢谢主为这早上的信息。
In response, let us sing a hymn.
作为一个回应，让我们来唱一首诗歌。
Hymn number 627, Only Trust Him.
诗歌627首，只要信他。
We were reminded this morning of how important it is,to walk with Christ.
今天早上我们知道多么的重要我们要与神同行。
And to that end, may we trust in Him to give us life and to show us the way.
为了结束 入早上的信息之前，让我们求神来给我们他的生命，让我们也与他同行。
So may our sister lead us in an introduction, and we will sing through the hymn.
让我们的姐妹先起头，起一下头，然后我们把所整个诗歌唱一遍。时间还是祷告，用来一起祷告。
If you will pray, please unmute yourself and also wait for the translation.
请你记得把静音打开，然后留一点时间给弟兄姊妹翻译。
主啊，我满心的感谢你。
Lord, truly, with all my heart, give thanks to you.
在主日的清晨
this,
我敬拜你
On this the Lord's day I worship you
通过我亲爱的弟兄口中传达了你重要的话语
And through the lips of our precious brother you have shared your precious word with us
在这疫情很重的时候我得到了警醒
And in these heavy times, Lord, you have given us a warning.
你曾经问我们，我们所传的有谁信个？
Uh,
你 曾经问我们，我们传的有谁信啊？
You've asked us what we have shared, who has believed.
主啊，我和我的弟兄姐妹都不信你的。
Lord, my brothers and sisters and I, we all believe in you.
你传的是救恩的道。
And what you have shared is the word of salvation.
你传的是给我们新生命的道。
And you have shared with us the word of new life.
你传给我们是永远走永远旨意的道。
And what you have given to us is a message of eternal life, of your eternal will.
我们本是罪人。
We are all sinners.
我们的背逆了你。
We had abandoned you.
我们众人思想的都是罪恶。
And what all of us sinners thought continuously was sin, was evil.
谁说我们心中没有偶像？
And we all had idols in our hearts.
我们过去都是想的名利、地位、金钱。
And what we thought of in the past was our own position.
主啊，是你的大爱，是圣灵浇灌了我们。
It's your great love in the Holy Spirit.That you poured out upon us.
你用你的十架的宝血赦免了我们的罪。
And with your precious blood upon the cross, you have forgiven us of our sins.
赦免我们一切的过犯。
And have forgiven us of our transgressions.
我们因信称义，成为你的好儿女。
By faith, we've been justified to become your children.
我们才得以重生。
And only then have we received new life.
主啊，感谢你的救恩。
Lord, we give thanks for your salvation.
感谢你的赐予我们的新生命。
We thank you that you are our new life.
我们要每天背上自己的十字架，沿着你的脚踪，在你指出的道路上坚定地走下去。
Every day we will take up our cross and follow in your footsteps and continue.
瘟疫不能阻隔我们和你的交通。
There is nothing that can separate us from our fellowship with you.
瘟疫不能阻隔我和弟兄姐妹的爱。
There is nothing that can separate us from the love of the brothers and sisters.
我们对主的心是至死不变。
And our hearts towards the Lord will never change.
主啊，我爱你。
Lord, I love you.
祷告奉主耶稣的得胜之名。Amen.
We pray in the Lord Jesus' victorious name. Amen.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we give all thanks and praise to you.
天上的父，我们把所有感谢赞美归给你。
Indeed, our Lord Jesus, your only Son, is the way and the truth and the life.
Amen.
你的主耶稣是你唯一的儿子，也是我们的道路真理。
Life.
和生命。
And through him, we have fully and completely reconciled with you, our Father.
通过他，我们能够完全的和父神你啊合二为一。
And now today we all rejoice in you.
今天我们在和你一起同欢喜。
And it is our prayers that continue to work in us.
主神是我们祈求你在我们心里继续做工。
To walk on this way and to reveal your truth to us until we fully and receive the holy life of our Lord Jesus in the heaven, overcome life in heaven.
主神是让我们一起来走你这条属天的道路，直到我们能得到
overcoming life,
能得到这个得胜的生命。
We thank you and we pray this in your Son Jesus' name.
替你啊，奉你的儿子耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
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 主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we give thanks to you.
在你复活的早晨，我们仍然能有这样的方式，我们来祷告，我们来唱诗，我们聆听以及着你的仆人想我们所说的话语。
Amen.
And that we would be able to gather in this manner to pray and sing hymns of worship and hear the words that you have shared to us through our brother.
我愿我们的赞美和感谢都能蒙你的悦纳。
May our praise and worship be pleasing to you.
也不愿你向我们所说的话语不突然返回。
And may the words that you have spoken to us not return to you empty-handed.
主啊，我们时代现在是处在一个艰难的时代。
And even though we are living in a difficult time.
现在还在向全球蔓延的这个疫情，是我们这一代人未曾看到过，也可能未曾想到过的。
And even though this disease that has wrapped the world is beyond what people have seen or expected.
主，我们不得不匍匐敬拜在你的面前。我们要说，主啊，我们感谢你用这样的方式来提醒警戒我们。
We can't help but bow before you and say, Lord, for using this method to remind us.
主，就像弟兄在信息里所说的，我们都偏行了几路。
And as our brother shared in the message, we're not looking for any we want to focus on your salvation.
我们经常轻看你向我们的祝福、保守和所有的恩典。
Remember your protection and your grace.
主，你既然给我们再一次给我们机会，我们理应在你面前更多的认罪悔改，无论是得罪神的，无论是得罪人的。
As we hear your word, may we repent our sins against you or against other people.
主，也再次祈求，在这样艰难的时刻，你保守每一位你用重价所买赎回来的儿女。
And we ask that you would watch over all of those you have redeemed at great cost.
特别看顾年老体弱的。
Especially those who are elderly or weak.
也看顾要在老人院、在医院、在照顾老人病人需要服侍的弟兄姊妹。
Especially those brothers who are living in nursing homes or in hospitals or helping to care for those.
求主也看顾，因为工作的需要，每天要出门上班的，主你也保守他们的出入平安。
May you watch over those who, because of work, they have to go out every day. May you watch over them.
再次谢谢我们的主。
Once again, we thank our Lord.
荣耀、权柄、国度都归给我们的主。
Glory, honor, and dominion be to our Lord.
祝福、平安、保守归给每一位敬畏、仰望、跟从你的儿女。
May you grant peace to all your children who are following after you.
求主垂听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
奉你宝贵的名，我们祈求。
In your precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you that we can come before you this morning as one body.
主耶稣，感谢你给我们这个机会来到你的面前，同心合意的。
We thank you for your word this morning and this reminder that you are the way, the truth, and the life.
感谢你给我们的话语，让我们知道你就是道路、真理和生命。
Lord, I pray for the gospel friends in our midst, as well as the unbelievers in our world today.
只是我们为这福音朋友在我们中间的福音朋友向你祷告，也为这个所有的其他世界上的人。
Lord, I pray that that they would come to know your truth and that they receive your salvation.
是我们真是恳求你让给他们这个怜悯，让他们能够来相信你，相信你的救恩。
And I pray for all of us here today, for all of us believers.
我们这个聚会当中所有的弟兄姊妹来祷告。
We would continue to walk in this new living way that you have provided for us.
让我们来继续走你这条属天的道路。
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for this time of prayer and praise.
真是感谢你给我们这个时间了，我们赞美祷告。
In your holy and precious name, I pray. Amen.
奉你宝贵的名求。
Amen.
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 主啊，感谢你在这样的日子里面，我们能够来到你面前，希望你能够继续用你的右手来支撑我们每一个人。
Lord, thank you that we can gather this way. With your right hand, you continue to uphold us.
So, 我们满心的感谢，能够有这样的时间，这样的聚会，能够让我们能够来到你面前，谢谢你。因为你就是我们的生命，就是我们一生的保障。我们除于你之外，我们没有其他的，因为你就是我们的生命。我们感谢你，我们这一生呢，都靠着，都完全都交在你手中。我们知道，我们没有一个人能够离开你，因为你就是我们的生命，你就是我们的永生。我们谢谢你，求你继续的保守，保障每一个弟兄姐妹来到你面前。都得着那永远的生命，永永远远我们都是属于你，愿你继续的保守，好叫我们每一天，甚至白天或晚上，我们都能够来到你面前，能够听到你在我们里面要给我们的那些信息。我们谢谢你，求你继续的保守，好叫我们一天好叫我们没想到你的时候，我们就能够来到你面前，好叫你的生命真的在我们里面真是完全的得着。我们这一生都完全要感谢你，因为你就是我们的一切，求你继续的保守，叫我们永永远远都属于你。这样的祷告感谢是奉主耶稣基督圣名，谢谢。
Lord, we thank you that you are continuing to watch over us and keep us in your hand. We pray that you would continue to keep us safe, and we thank you that you have continued to share your message with us.
Dear Lord, we truly thank you again for sharing with us these precious truths from your word.
真是我们感谢你把这个话语给我们，给我们这个宝贵的智慧。
Lord, may we truly have a deeper understanding.That you are the way, the truth, and the life.
这真是给我们这个理解你理解你深刻的话语，让我们知道你就是道路、真理和生命。
Lord, for you have so graciously given us this everlasting covenant through the blood of your only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus.
首先是通过你这个唯一的儿子主耶稣基督，你给我们这个永远的
Lord, through this covenant, Lord, you will work in us, Lord, as perfect in every good work.
这个通过和我们这个永远的约，真是让我们就做这个好的工作。
Lord, as we walk this path of life, as we read your word, and as we pray, may we truly seek the Lord Jesus himself.
可是在我们走这个条属天的道路来读你的话语的时候，主要真是让我们再来寻求耶稣他自己。
We thank you and we praise you.
感谢赞美你。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
奉主宝贵的名求。
Amen.
Amen.